The Frobisher Inn's conference room was packed with vocal supporters and curious individuals when federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre came to Iqaluit on September 9. "I'm just interested in conservative movements," said Benjamin Hemming, 19. "I've been seeing Pierre Poilievre's posts all over Instagram and Facebook. This will be my first time voting, so I thought I would come out and see what he has to say. I don't really know too much, I'm here to learn, but I like the axe the tax idea and calling out Trudeau's ways. I'm here to see what his values are," Hemming added. "Like Hemming, Dave Charles showed up, because I'm trying to keep an open mind. I want to see the man without the filters, see what he has to say instead." Poilievre gave a speech and introduced his shadow minister for Northern and Indigenous Affairs, Bob Zimmer, whom he described as an avid hunter, like many in this room. Both were sporting slogan t-shirts to support the conservative campaign. Poilievre wore an Axe the Tax shirt he said was designed by his wife Anna, and Zimmer, a former carpenter from Alberta, sported a shirt reading, "Protect Hunters." Both slogans were available on signs for attendees. Poilievre spoke to his Common Sense campaign platform at length, covering many issues in the North from cost of living, food affordability, housing, hunting rifle rights, and Arctic security and defense. Also among the 40 or so people in attendance and introduced at the beginning of the rally were Nunavut Environment Minister Daniel Kavik and Nunavut Tungavik Vice President Paul Yrngo, who previously ran as a federal NDP candidate. Yrngo said he was attending out of interest. "I'm just hearing what he has to say. I'm not committed to anybody, just here to listen," he said. Others at the rally were already decided voters, excited to hear more from Poilievre and meet the man behind the slogans. "I've been a conservative supporter since the day I could vote," says Brian Helwig. "I kind of like what Pierre Poilievre stands for, so this is an opportunity to meet him, of course." Helwig, a small business owner, added that he believes conservatives are more supportive of businesses than Trudeau's Liberal government. Mike Vaughan was eager to see what our future prime minister has to say. "He's saying all the right things. Get the carbon price down, get the news media under control." Badri Mani is also concerned about the carbon tax. "Fuel prices in Nunavut, particularly in Iqaluit, are already significantly high, and the annual increase in the carbon tax is placing additional pressure on residents," he said. "Given the territory's reliance on fossil fuels for heating, electricity, and critical infrastructure, this approach may not result in meaningful progress on climate change." For years, fuel-generated power has been Nunavut's backbone, and transitioning to alternatives presents unique challenges, he added. "Rather than further burdening residents, especially with rising taxes, we should explore sustainable solutions that are both economically viable and considerate of the region's harsh environment and geographic isolation. The focus should be on practical strategies that address Nunavut's specific needs without imposing additional financial strain."